Happy New Year! Happy 2017! I'm sorry I'm coming to you a little late, just because it's always the Mondays after the big holiday, and it's a little hard to get my vlog out when things are all happening. Okay, so here I am. I just got to the gym yesterday, first time in 2017 at the gym, and it was amazing. I had such a good time, but I'm hearing a lot of people say, I lost my voice on New Year's Eve. Too much karaoke, too much Axl Rose. So I heard a lot of people kind of saying, including my husband, oh, the gym's going to be so full of all these resolutioners. And I just, like, don't be negative. Like, I went to the gym, and mind you, I go to quite a large gym, and I went to the gym, and there were all sorts of new people there, and it was packed. Everything was being used. I looked at that as a good thing. Like, oh my gosh, isn't this amazing? The energy here. Everyone is like working towards their goals right now. They're all hopeful. They're all positive. They're all feeling it. And I love that. Like, get into that energy. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be, oh, I can't use anything. There's enough equipment to go around, right? And if there isn't, use something else. Be, you know, I've talked about that, being easygoing. So I went to the gym. I did an amazing leg workout. I'm super sore at this point from it. But it was really good, and I enjoyed the energy of all those hundreds of new people at the gym. I love that. That's amazing. I love to see people out there trying and like getting on with their goals, even if they're not going to be there in 2 months. Who cares? At least they're starting out right now, and some people will continue. Some people won't. That's just how life goes. But maybe it's not their time right now, right? It has to be, you have to be ready to change, to make that change. So, are you, hey, have you all made your list? I told you last week, I think, to make a list of rough goals, just like a list of everything you want to do in 2017 and beyond, really, if you want. So just a rough list, point form, lose weight, you know, whatever, get a new cat, eat clean, have a baby. I don't know what you want to do. So just your list. That was my list last year, maybe. Anyways, point form list of everything you want to achieve. Not in sentences or what I'm going to be talking about today. Just point form. So hopefully you've all done that. If you haven't done that, just pause this video and do that right now. Quickly. Just whatever comes out of your head. What do you want for this year, right? So write down that point form list. If you have that already, let's start getting some goals made. So we're going to make SMART goals. So you're going to take all these point form things and think about them more now. SMART goal setting. Okay, so what is SMART goal setting? It's an acronym. So specific. Make it specific. Get what you want in mind. Have a picture of how you will be when you achieve that goal. So really specific. How do you want to feel, you know, when you lose this weight or you eat healthy or whatever? What is that specific picture in your mind? Next is measurable. Measurable is, you know, how much do you want to lose? How many meals a day do you want to eat? All these things, you know, so I want to lose 40 pounds. That's measurable. You have a certain measure that you're going for, okay? So it's not just like lose weight. Who knows what that means? Could be 1 pound, could be 40 pounds, could be 100 pounds. So measurable, make it measurable. It could be measurable not just for weight. It could be I want to eat 5 meals a day, or I want to run 42K, you know, measurable. Attainable. Let's talk about attainable. I don't love attainable. It should be attainable. You shouldn't say I want to lose 10 pounds in a week. It's not good. That's not a good way to go, right? It's not healthy. It's not really attainable. But I want you to think outside of the box. I don't want you to think, I had a friend tell me once, you know, I'm just trying to be realistic about it. Try not to be too realistic, okay? Because, you know, you don't want to be stuck in your own head and, like, what you think you can achieve. Like, go beyond that. Like, you can do so much more than you think, probably, right? I can do so much more than I think, probably. So I try and be a little unrealistic. So not super attainable, like, oh, I've done this before, I guess I'll just do this again. Try and up the ante, right? So it should be attainable in a helpful way. If you're talking about weight loss, you don't want to go beyond, you know, 3 pounds a week, probably, okay? So you don't want to say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in a month, right? No, it's probably not good for you. Even if it is attainable, it's not good for you. So think about that, but also think about pushing beyond. Like, so if you say, well, I can lose 1 pound a month, I think you could do better if you really want to strive for that, right? So think about beyond your comfort level, okay? So not attainable, but still like pushing, okay? Relevant. Okay, relevant. So that, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Some people say realistic for the R. That's kind of like attainable. I don't know. Relevant. Make sure it's relevant. Time bound. You want to make sure you know you've achieved it. So you want to have a date or an event or something that you're going to achieve this for. If you want to lose weight, you know, have a date. Like, I want to lose mine by June 1st. The whole amount, right? And, you know, if it's a marathon or something, you'll have a date. Or a fitness competition, you'll have a date. So that's good. Time bound is important. So that when you get to your goal, you realize you've reached your goal on time or not on time or whatever it is. So put a date in there or a time frame or an event. Next is my own. This is what I think is really important about goal setting. Exciting. Okay, so you want it to be exciting. So smart E, little E on the end, smart. So you want it to be exciting. It has to be exciting or else you're not going to want to work towards it. On those days when you don't want to get up and go to the gym, you need that exciting idea. And I'm going to make these goals into mantras for you that you can just say to yourself when you're lying in bed and you want to get up for your workout, or when you're tempted to have a donut instead of your, you know, salad or whatever. So my point form, one of my like 50 point form goals was lose weight. And I'm sure this is one of many people's. Okay, so lose weight, there's a little point form. You don't want to leave it as a point form. Don't leave it as a point form. No. Because then what do you do with that? Lose weight. Who knows what that means? Everyone says that. Oh, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Okay, first of all, how much, by when, all that stuff. Put some parameters on it. And second of all, you know, action plan. What are you going to do to lose that weight? You can't just say, I want to lose weight, and then just leave it and forget about that. Then next year, you're going to be saying the same thing. But I like to put it in like a mantra type thing. So I never want to say, I want to lose whatever. I want to lose this much. I want to. No, you don't want to. I will, right? Like, make it action oriented. You will. No doubt about it. You will do this. Not, I wish I could, or I want to, or I hope to. Okay, so I will. I have put, I will lose 40 pounds by June 1st, 2017. It's a strong statement, right? It's affirmative. I will lose it for sure. And it's putting, you know, it's specific and it's measurable. So 40 pounds by June 1st. Okay, so there's the time period there. So that gives me 5 months, right? which is realistic. If you're me, I feel I can do it because I'm quite over what I usually am. So depending how much over or whatever you are, if you're highly over your normal weight or highly overweight, and I will talk about this at some point in another episode, but like finding what you should be, you know, what weight should you be, right? It's don't go by the doctor and the BMI, because that's just crazy, okay? I'm obese by that always, even when I'm like fitness competition ready. So I'll talk about that at some point. But anyways, it might not be pounds you want to lose, because some people don't know how many pounds they want to lose. Me, I know my poundage. I know exactly how I look at certain weights because I've been so many weights. So I know how many pounds I want to lose, and I know I can do it by June 1st. So that's good for me. Maybe for you, it's you want to be a size 8 dress. Maybe you want to, you know, it doesn't have to also be just losing weight. It might be you want to be able to run every morning, you know, and feel great. You know, maybe you want to have energy every day. You want to have all different goals, not just this. This is just a very common goal, lose weight. So I thought I'd take that. maybe, you know, I would go with many, many goals that have to do with your fitness, right? Not just lose weight. You know, you want to gain muscle in your butt, maybe, to make it round and amazing. Maybe if you're a guy, maybe you want to increase your arms and like really get them cut. Get some six-pack happening. there's lots of different goals. It doesn't just have to be lose weight. I'd steer away from only thinking lose weight. Like, I don't do that. I have many other goals, but I just know this is a very popular goal, so I thought I'd start with that. Okay, so then once you've made your mantra goal, like, you can put this on your mirror in your bathroom, you can say it to yourself, you can, like, sing a song of it while you're on the treadmill. I will lose 40 pounds by June 1st. I do that totally. It's going around in my head all day, so I don't forget about it. Then I want you to make an action plan for every goal. Okay, so you get, this might be a time-consuming activity, but it's so worth it. So every goal, you're gonna make an action plan for. So I've made an action plan here for my lose weight goal, okay? So here I have written, work out 5 days a week, consistently eat clean, progress pics, measurements weekly, and lose at least 2 pounds a week. So I've broken it down into a smaller goal. And that I like to put in my day timer or my calendar. So every week I have a check-in. Goal, what's my goal weight? Do I want to be 160 that week? And then I put actual, what did I make? You know, 158, 161, whatever happened, okay? And then I rearrange what's going to happen. So I like to figure out how much I can lose. Not everyone's the same. For me, I like to lose about 2 to 3 pounds a week. That's doable to me, especially at this weight. And then I like to write it on my calendar, goal. What actually happened? Goal. I also write if I ate good and if I worked out. Every day I do a smiley face for eating good, smiley face for working out, as well as writing down everything I eat and everything I work out every day. Okay, so I like to record a lot. Not everyone's like that. For me, it works. So, you know, try it out if you want. So that's a little bit about goal setting. I'm losing my voice. I better say goodbye. I think my baby's waking up. And I hope you're working on those goals. I'm not even done the process yet. So it is a big process. So just keep at it. And then next step will be making your vision board if you haven't already. I also wanted to say, if you haven't watched The Secret, you really should. It's like, everyone thinks I'm brainwashed and crazy about this movie, but I love it. I love it. I love it. It's about the law of attraction and goal setting and really thinking yourself somewhere. Okay, so watch The Secret or read the book. I love the actual movie. It's easy to watch, and just watch it with your family, and you can all be, you know, better this year from it. I love The Secret. It's a little cheesy, some people think, but it is my favorite. It really gets me. I think I'll watch it again. I've watched it like 50 times, but I'll probably watch that again just to remind myself of all those you know, things to do to keep yourself moving forward towards all your goals and towards everything you want in life. Even the crazy, like, they may seem unrealistic goals, it really, like, just gets you on that law of attraction mindset and stuff. More than just thinking positive, just so much more. It's deeper than that. And thinking positive is awesome too, though. I find, whoa, since I went to the gym in the morning, the past little bit, it's just really made my day amazing, and I've been thinking positive and just feeling like I can just do everything. It's amazing. So I wish that for you too, and please, yes, do those goals, do it up, do quite a few, you know, do lots, and then definitely post them on your wall, in your closet, in your wallet, whatever it is, like wherever you're going to see that goal so you don't lose it. Sing it in your head. You know your goals. I tell all my 12-week body and 6-week body transformation people, they should be able to come out, just like blast off 5 goals to me right then and there. Hey, what's your goal? They should know it. Not like, oh, let me look at my notebook. You know, after you've had them for a week or two, they should be going in your head. They shouldn't be in a notebook somewhere. They should be in there. They're on your mirror. They're in your head. You're thinking of them all the time, right? You need to, or else all those other things, distractions, are going to get you, okay? So that's another goal for you, okay? Know your goals. If I asked you tomorrow, hey, list 5 of your goals for 2017, you should be able to come out with them in your affirmative, amazing, mantra-like way, okay? So do that, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Happy 2017 again!